Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our guy Nick Akridge, PFF. What's going on with the defense, man? Since Dan Quinn started making the calls, it looks like an NFL defense.
Yeah, it does. And this is kind of what we were hoping for when we made that switch. But yeah, everything just – they're doing a really good job of, again, not making those kind of glaring mistakes. And I think Quinn's done a good job of you know, not playing as much man coverage, because that was their problem the entire time. They just could not play man coverage, and they kept trying to do it. So they've done a much better job of, you know, just being smarter with playing some zone coverages. I thought Quinn did a really good job of disguising some of the coverages last night, from rotating from a single high to two high and stuff like that. So, yeah, just been a much more sound defense. It's not great by any means, but it's sound, and it can get the job done.
Yeah, I was just going back and forth with one of our listeners in our YouTube chat who's saying, oh, their defense is, you know, whatever, and Dan Quinn is this. And my point is, it's now an NFL defense. It was not a month ago, right? They're doing normal things. Like, even when they're bad, it's normal bad things. Whereas before, you couldn't cover anyone. You couldn't tackle anyone. Every time Seattle or Detroit got the ball, it was a matter of how many plays did it take to score a touchdown. And I don't care who they're playing. That's not the case anymore. So that's a big improvement.
Yeah, I know. And again, that's exactly what we were kind of hoping for when Dan Quinn took in. And it makes you kind of think of, you know, what could have happened if he stepped in a little bit earlier. But you know, it was also some of the players, you know, they just couldn't, they were constantly making kind of some mental mistakes. So over these last few weeks, that's definitely kind of been toned down a little bit. I don't see as many busts out there. And just like you said, an NFL defense.
Defensively, who stood out individually in this game last night?
Yeah, Jordan McGee really popped in, and he didn't play as many snaps. There were a lot of snaps. He played 24 of the 70 snaps, and he was our highest graded player, 79.7. Thought he really popped, six tackles. And he just kind of, he's an athletic guy, and he's kind of fits that Frankie Louvre role very well, where, you know, he might not be right 100% of the time, but he's going to play with 100% effort every single time. And even if he's wrong, sometimes it works out. So that's kind of the energy that I've been looking for from the linebacker group. And I think that he's been playing really well. So I really kind of like to see that from him.
What'd you think of Mariota against Denver? I thought he, you know, the interception was really bad, but Nick, I thought he gave him a chance against an elite defense. I don't think you can ask for much more.
Yeah, I think he had some, you know, he kind of has had these the last few weeks, just some weird, just head scratching decisions that he's been making. He got away with a few. There was a pick that probably should have ended the game in overtime, but I kind of agree with you. I think overall he's been, you know, just solid. He's been steady. He's operated this offense. I thought Cliff had a really nice game plan to kind of, you know, take care of that Broncos pass rush, get the ball out of his hands quickly, use Mariota's legs. So I think that he's been very solid overall. He's just got to, you know, tone down the unnecessary jumping and the wild interceptions.
What did you make of their ability to run the ball? That was my biggest surprise last night against that really good Denver team. It wasn't as if they were ripping off, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs 80 yarders every other play, but to be able to stay ahead of the chains 4 or 5 yards a pop, I was really impressed there.
Yeah, it's been a slow kind of uptick of you know, it started off really hot and then it kind of, you know, wavered a little bit. But I think, you know, like you said, the run game has been really good these last few weeks. I think Chris Rodriguez is a huge part of that. I think he's very decisive in, you know, with the cuts that he's making. He's straight downhill. He doesn't take a lot of time to hit the hole. And then he forced to miss tackles as well. I think Sam Cosmi coming back has been a huge plus. He's kind of slowly gotten, you know, his feet back under him. And the last 2 weeks, he's been playing some of the best football of any offensive line in the NFL. Sunday, he was our highest rated player, 91.4 overall and 90.4 in the run game. So he was just moving guys in the run game. It's nice to have that back. Josh Connerly was another one doing a really good job in the run game. But I think it all starts with Chris Rodriguez. I think he's done a really, really good job of, you know, just pressing the hole and just, you know, making quick decisions.
Nick Ackridge of PFF. Nick, as far as Terry McLaurin goes, it was very apparent what he brought to the offense. We saw it in the Kansas City game as well. There's just a gear when he's out there that they don't have otherwise. Speak to that if you would.
Yeah, he was a much, you know, it was really nice to see him again. And last night, he was supposed to be on a pitch count, but he actually ended up having the most targets he's had in a game in his career, or tied for the most targets he's had in a game with 14. Yeah, just really good to see. And again, it's finally someone that you can expect to win in man coverage. Even when he's going up against Patrick Surtain, there were still multiple reps that he is, you know, beating the former defensive player of the year. So having that guy that you can count on to go win a rep when you absolutely need it is definitely something they've been missing. It's really nice to have him back. And again, he made some huge clutch catches for him. And yeah, just overall really good to finally see him back.
Nick, thank you as always, my friend. Talk soon.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.